The following is audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you would like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.
I heard a story of an evangelist some years ago who gave a $50 bill to a child. And with these words, "This I give you freely, it's yours, you can have it, and you can spend it any way you wish, but only once." And he used that as an illustration of life. We have been given life. God gave us life. We can live it however we want. The freedom to do that, don't we? But only once. And so it's important that we live well. Now I want to remind all the children and teenagers here today that there was a time when Jesus Christ was your age. Just think about that. The Lord Jesus Christ was an infant, toddler, you know, a child, then a teenager. I can't say he lived to be my age because, you know, that wouldn't be telling you the truth, even though I'm only 33 and a half. No. Betsy and I just celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary yesterday. So I guess I'm older than that. But I really want you to think about this, children and teenagers, that Jesus actually was alive on the earth at the time, at the age you are right now. And I find it intriguing to think about how did Jesus live as a child? And Luke chapter 2 gives us some insight into this. And the first truth is quite profound. He grew up. Luke 2 and verse 40 reads, "And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him." It's a very interesting statement, an all-encompassing statement in a way. He grew, which was an ongoing process of growth. Even though he's the God-man, he's fully human, and he's growing. He's getting a little bigger. He's getting a little stronger. He's growing. And it says he became strong. Physically, he became stronger. And also spiritually. What I found interesting about the word to be strong is I find it in Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." Paul made that a prayer. He wanted them to be strong in their souls. And then here's an exhortation from Paul to the church at Corinth. "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Do everything in love." Very interesting that he uses the same verb that's spoken of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was strong, that he was made strong. And he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Filled with wisdom. It's the same verb that's used for being filled with the Holy Spirit. And we just sang a song about that. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with wisdom. Jesus Christ, by experience, grew to apply the truth in his life. That's kind of interesting. He was filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was on him. Again, he's the only perfect child there's ever been, right? But these things are still true of him. This is how he grew as a child. Similar things are said of Samuel. Similar thing is said of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1. So just because someone grows older doesn't mean they mature. Yeah, that is true. I know some senior saints that still act like they're 12. Nobody in my house, of course, but just, you know, in general. But as you're growing bigger, as you're growing older, seek spiritual growth. Now, that's true for everybody in the room. That's not just true for the children. I've been reading a great book by Philip Keller, and he talks about a tree. He's talking about the great trees, the Lebanon cedars. And how do you measure the growth of a tree? Well, if you cut the trunk, right, you can see the circles of growth every year. And may that be true for every one of us in this room. May we be growing spiritually. Some of us are growing, you know, but I mean, honestly, may we be growing spiritually. May we make that a priority for our lives. If we need wisdom, we ask God. He gives it freely, James tells us. And be confident that God has the grace you need to grow. Wherever it is, as Ed was just preaching. You notice how Ed preaches? Yeah. But what a blessing. What a blessing his words today. So Jesus grew up. And may we grow up as well. May we learn. As you grow bigger and older, seek spiritual growth. Now next, I want to just look at another verse here. Because Jesus honored his parents. We know that in the law, it says that you are to honor your father and mother. It's a command. And what I found interesting was that the Hebrew word there translated honor is used when applied to God, that we're to glorify God. It means to make him heavy, make him significant. And that same truth is applied to parents. We're to honor our parents. We're to respect them and obey them. And Jesus was willing to do this. Then he went down to Nazareth with them, that's his parents, and was obedient to them. He submitted to them. Now, I'm just supposing that there were some times when Joseph asked Jesus to do some things that were like, you got to be kidding. But he did it. The only time we would disobey our parents is if they asked us to sin. But if they are giving us direction, God says simply, obey. That's rather interesting. I remember as a child thinking this, Jesus, you did this. You understand what it's like. In fact, we're to submit to one another out of reverence to Christ. It's the same word, submit to your parents, obey them. And by the way, we noticed in the text that his mother was treasuring all these things in her heart. She was treasuring the words of Jesus as he's growing up. If she had been able to take pictures, she would have taken pictures. I noticed at the graduation celebration, all these pictures. And what I really noticed this year, which I found really interesting, was I just looked into their eyes. Their eyes don't change. Whether they're a baby or a teenager, you know, the eyes seem to be the same. That's just such a beautiful thing. But we need to treasure, we need to celebrate. Part of what she treasured was these words. Jesus said, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? He was 12 years old when he said that. And that's something she pondered. Now, she didn't quite understand it, the text says, but she treasured it. She pondered it. She kept thinking it over and over and over again. Now, how did God respond to all this? Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. What's true of the Lord Jesus can be true of you. Can be true of your life. You can grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is a different word for grow. This word says sometimes growth is difficult. Hello, we can all affirm that. Maybe even as a child sometimes there are seasons of great difficulty. And yet God will be with us in the growth process. It's a great word. I love this word. It's translated here in 1 Timothy 4:15. Be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. That's the word, progress. And Jesus was making progress in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Again, the same wisdom comes out. Again, we hear these similar things of John the Baptist, of Samuel, who we looked at earlier in this series. But today we're looking at Jesus. Jesus grew in favor. It means his character was charming, winsome. I've thought about this, and I know, you know, I'm in the margin here, but can you imagine Jesus is a carpenter, he makes a stool for somebody, and they come in to complain about it? Like he's the perfect creator of all things, and they don't like the table he made or the stool he made? How did he handle that? He handled it with the favor of God. He handled it gracefully. See, that's just so incredible to me when I think about it. Woe unto that guy who complained. Jesus was attractive. He even as a child, we see this reflected in Scripture. Now, honoring your parents is for all of us. When we're children, we honor our parents by obeying them. When we're older, we take care of them. Did you notice how Ed threw that into the baptism? I couldn't believe he threw that in there. But honestly, that's really a lifelong responsibility we have. May God help us to be honoring to our parents. How did Jesus honor his mother at the very end of his life? Do you remember this? He's on the cross. He's dying. Most likely Joseph had died. And so he turns to John and he says, "Behold your mother." He says to Mary, "Behold your son." And the text in John says, John wrote it, that from that day forward, she lived in John's house. Jesus, as the oldest sibling, had that responsibility to take care of his mom, and he did it. I find that to be very, very encouraging. So, as a child, you are to honor your parents by obeying them. Okay, I said it. I mean it. I believe in first-time obedience. I think parents make a mistake when they say, "Well, I'm going to count to 10. You know, I say, just get to 10. Because they're not going to listen to you until you get to 10. So just go right to 10. Try to encourage your children to obey the first time. God wants us to obey the first time. That doesn't mean there isn't grace. That doesn't mean there isn't mercy at times, yes. But may God help us to learn respect and honor. Now, I want to conclude with a quote. Yes, I'm going to conclude. Don't fall over. This is true. The boy Jesus grew up in a large family, Warren Wiersbe writes, in a despised city. Nazareth was the other side of the tracks. Nurtured by parents who were probably poor. The Jewish religion was at an all-time low. The Roman government was in control, and society was in a state of fear and change. Yet, when Jesus emerged from Nazareth, the Father was able to say of him, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." May the Father be able to say that about us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this kaleidoscope of worship. We thank you for the songs we've sung, the baptisms we witnessed, the videos of our missionaries, and the prayer that was offered by Ed today, and Lord, even this text. As we look at what it was like for you, Jesus, as a child on the earth. I pray, Lord, that you, by your Holy Spirit, would apply it to everyone that's here. In whatever way you choose, Lord, make the truth alive in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you'd like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.